Hi, hello and welcome again to another podcast from myself, Jaime, from online-subjetivo.com. Today is the starting of the Mental Health Awareness Week, so I'll be posting this podcast and you choose some recommendations, which I really like, people getting in touch. We'll be discussing specifically work-related, and that'll be taking us through few weeks, through the whole month. I'll be around 4 or 5 episodes. So once again, if you want to get in contact, as you've done before, so podcast@online-subjetivo.com. You are more than welcome to leave some reviews, which I noticed some of them, some of you have done. So thank you very much. And also, thank you for answering some of the questions over the past month. I'll encourage you all to continue working sort of on finding your values and sort of finding a way of managing your resilience. So let's start. So yeah, before we start today, before we go any further or any other episodes on managing stress at work, managing stress due to workloads and so on, we need to make sure, or I want to make sure, that sometimes I come across people where their work stress, it is not about a valid normal stress of day-to-day difficulties, where perhaps there is a lot of to do, or they taking the work home, thinking about it after work, or building up to meetings. That is a perfectly that's really valid. We can do a lot about that. We can help people with that. Now there is another element that is not non-workload related. So discrimination, bullying, ghosting, unsupportive employers. Employees that they are not taking into account your mental health or your physical health, that they are not flexible despite being able to be flexible, and there is an unrealistic expectation of what you can do in a day work. Then all of this, they are practical things that they are out of anyone's control besides your employer. We can help ourselves, we sort of can manage some of that distress that is creating the stress that anyone would feel, yet there is nothing we can do about the situation apparently, right? So there is one thing we can do, well, few things we can do, and I will go with through now. So what we can do is acknowledge and validate the factors what is happening. I am being bullied in this workplace. I am being ghosted. I've been treated differently than everybody else. And that is really difficult and is really painful. So we can take a step back and then giving distance to that, and acknowledging that, knowing that that's happening, right? Now when we know that, we can then take a bit of a breather and say, well, what can I do? What is actually in your control? You can contact the union. You can look at the employment law. So if you're based in the US, you go to the Department of Labor, and then you got work safety, the unions, you got employee benefits, employee protection, you have a lot of things. So I would recommend you go to the DOL, so Department of Labor. In the UK, you can look more. The same in the government website, the working rights. You can look at the employment rights. In the UK, you have the Citizens Advice Bureau, and they will be very kindly signposting you to what you need. I'm pro union, and I would invite, if you can, I believe in the US you can also unionize. In the UK, there's certain lot of unions you got from teachers, nursing, doctors, workers, general unions. There's a lot of unions. Depending on the union, you can get employment support, you can get legal support. They can give you advice on any employment law, equality laws, anti-discriminatory laws. That's something you can do. And then you can find that reassurance that, yes, this is something I can action now. Now, once you've done that, once again, I'm an advocate of validating, acknowledging, and celebrating that you have done what you can today to look after yourself. And that particular case is taking things further in your workplace. And after that, then you can find colleagues, I would say no colleagues, I would say someone who is completely out of it. So friends, acquaintances, neighbors, friends, we humans are social animals. More often than not, people like the closeness of others. COVID is taking a lot of us to work remotely, and that's really giving us that flexibility, that having time for our loved ones, and it's taking away some of those connections that some people like the office, and that's perfectly fine. Other people don't, and that's perfectly fine too. You can always have a chat with someone who is not in the office and ask if you have been bullied and discriminated. You might want someone with a different view, even ideally with a different profession. So they might have a view that we can't, they have a perspective that we might not have. So that is so much, so much action that you can take to find that support in that case. So I hope that helps. I might put some links to some of the, especially to the UK website and the US website mostly, because that's the majority of people that listen to the podcast. Thank you to the podcast statistics. I know that. So I'll put some links on that, and I'll put a few other links, and that's maybe from other countries. So I really would encourage you all to take that a step back, take a bit, get a bigger picture, and validate your experience. And you can then put it aside while you're not at work. Try to find things. If you remember from the previous episodes on the resilience, then you can have that please AB. So then you can start shifting that onto somewhere else while something that you have control over is being action. Okay. So hope this helps. As always, you can drop me an email and we can go further, or I can explore more. I must say, I cannot answer any employment law or equality or discriminatory law. That would always go back to a legal profession. So once we taken away the what perhaps is institutional difficulties, then we can start looking at what may be impacting our emotions at work, right? So it is really so the experience will be the same, right? So let's understand that this is human experience. This is normal when we are at work. Now, the sources of the stress may come up from a different places, depending on many factors. So when I decided to think about position, right? So there'd be a different stressors in which position you are. So although the experience is the same, hope that makes sense. So you may be an entry employee, which you just started, or a floor workshop, someone who works in the shop end or sort of in the warehouse. You may be a till assistant, or you may be someone who works, I don't know, as a builder or plumber through a company. You may have then, so that's sort of your entry level. You may then have a different difficulties. It depends where you're working. You may be a sort of an associate or an assistant, or someone who is relying more on other sort of, that could be like an admin, or it could be someone a bit higher up. Where they still haven't got any management, or they have a bit management that is, you know, day to day overseeing certain things. You may be more of a middle management or a senior management. You may be more of a chief or C-level management. Understandably, your expectations in each role will be different. And then the stress might be different, right? When I work in some people with middle management, they find that they are dealing quite a lot with sort of associates or entry employees and what they want, and then what the sort of higher management wants, and sometimes that contradicts, and there is a lot of distress or a lot of stress on that sort of friction. And what it happens is that may be creating a lot of interpersonal difficulties. What happens is, likewise, if you think about senior management, you may be in the same position where you are more of a chief, when you are between the chief or the chairs and the lower you need to do, or when you are sort of in an entry employee and you have no power over or no say. And that's really difficult to overcome when you have no say of what the company is doing or your employer is doing. And sometimes when I work with some people, they say, well, what I'm asking to do, this is either not realistic from a making point of view, or it just doesn't work in your mind. It makes no sense in your mind. And what it happens is we are doing something that it doesn't add up to us. If it doesn't make to us, it creates a lot of internal conflict. So we are doing something that we don't believe on. Perhaps there are various things there. Perhaps we haven't been explained why that happens. Sometimes people describe that there are conversations happening that not all employees, whether it doesn't matter what level you are involved. So the company itself is not bringing on board their employees. There is no understanding. There is no shared understanding. And that is a big difficulty where you think about communication. If everyone is not aware of what is going on and why things are done, then everyone will have different, regardless of your level, will have different interpretations of what happens. We will all have interpretations regardless of what we tell us. However, if we've been told exactly why we are doing things, then there is no reason why we wouldn't know why we are doing it. We might still disagree with it, and that's perfectly fine. So what happens in these instances is that we know, we will all, it's very unlikely that we are not taking this home. It's very unlikely that we don't think about it, or sort of check emails the day before, or check him after work, or ask colleagues out of work in a WhatsApp, or many, many things. The dynamics of the workplace really also impact. So I work with some companies that they have employees that there is this sort of drive to succeed or drive to achieve goals, and people messaging happens until late in the evening. People get you contacting or asking you to do things that sometimes is being sold as a emergency or urgent, and actually these things most often do not come wait for the day after. They don't have to be done. So what happens when that culture starts developing, and it's been for a long time, some people at all levels will find that difficult. So there is this element. So whatever level you are, there is this element that you may have, once again, lack of control and uncertainty, right? So if you heard me as I was talking, it's about knowing, have more certainty, why are we doing things? And perhaps having the choice should be giving more control on the decisions. Now, that is difficult in all steps or all the ladder. There'll be always above us who's going to tell us what to do or how to do or so on. So likewise, I said before, one of the major things, one of the I find that people start to sort of getting having less impact from work is taking that a step back, distancing themselves, and this is from a non-practical way, and then acknowledging the fact that there are things that they have no control over, there are things that are uncertain, and there are things that they conflict with the values. So yes, I can't know, I have no power over this decision, I have no control, I don't know if it's going to be the change or it's going to be good, and in my opinion, for my values, this doesn't add up. Now, once we know that, we can make the informed choice of letting it go and say, right, okay, that is work and that is them. I cannot do anything. What can I do in my life? What can I take going forward that will give me that positive emotion, that sort of balancing out? Who can I contact? What can I do? So that part of the validation would be always the first step. Now, from that perspective, once you validate that, you want to regain control of what is on your power. So can you then bring this up to your senior management? Could you bring this up to your employees? Can you help them? You know, can you do something so that uncertainty reduces? Is there anything in your power? If there is something in your power, acknowledging and validating it, that's really stressful, that's the best way forward. I hope that makes sense. And once again, just drop me an email. If you are an employee, you can approach your employer for support. So if you have a well-being service or HR, so human resources, just drop them an email, give them a call and say, this is what is happening, this is how I'm feeling. Some of them have a contract with insurance, and you might have an insurance in your employee package. If you do, you can find a therapist that you like. What they will give you is a number, and they might just allocate you someone. You can find a therapist in your area that takes the insurance. If you don't, then you can find an online therapy like myself that can find insurance, that can take insurance for you. Now, if you are a small running, if you are running a small business or a medium company, and you are searching for tailor-made well-being support for employees, you can drop me an email. So this is my advertisement here. You can drop me an email. We can have a chat and see what we can do together to get you in the best partnership with your employees. Okay. So I hope this has been helpful. So I hope you enjoyed. I would like you to take. So what I'd like you to take from today is taking a bit of a perspective, taking a deep breath in and a breath out, taking a perspective, acknowledging the difficulty of the situation, validating your experience, and as you are taking that step back and looking at the situation, asking yourself, what can I do now? What is in my control? What can I make sure is certainty? So identify that control, identify that uncertainty. If it is a non-work related stress, non-workload stress, then law, support, union. If it is about that, it's about where you may be sitting in the company, who may be having the calls, what can you do now? Are all the employees sharing the same view? Are they all interested in understanding what is happening? Do you understand what is happening in your company? Can you ask someone? So once again, take a step back, breathe in, acknowledge, validate, see what is in what you can control and what you can sort of find some certainty, and time again find that way of resilience, find the positive emotion, find elsewhere. And that leads me to, you can listen to the other 5 podcasts. And as I said, if you're running a small and medium company, you can drop me an email. And that's my second advert of my own advertisement for today. So I hope you don't mind. And if you do mind, please let me know. Okay. I'll speak to you in the next podcast.